Sa titibetan.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Bikok titichang chitpa ni kenggikdiao zige jindua e hokhing.
In the 1700s, America experienced a great revival.
Zige dua hokhing jiu shi xianzai dang jiao zhe the Great Awakening.
Which is now what we know as the Great Awakening.
Jonathan Edwards.
During this time, there was a great preacher named Jonathan Edwards. He was a great preacher. One day he was preaching on Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35. And here it says, when God avenged, their foot shall slid in due time. And the title of his message was Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God.
Jonathan Edwards is not a good preacher.
Not only is he a good preacher, every time he preached, the Holy Spirit works mightily. Historians tell us that while he was preaching, the people were crying. In fact, they were grabbing hold to their pews. Because they thought they were sliding into hell. And after the sermon, when they went home,
They were still crying out to God.
Men and women, grown-ups and children were crying out to God to show mercy. And this sermon is one of the most beautiful sermons ever preached. Sinners in the hands of an angry God. Jonah chapter 3 also contains a very powerful sermon. But this was a very simple sermon. Only 5 words. In the English version, 8 words. Yet 40 days more and Nineveh shall be overturned. In the Hebrew text, only 5 words. Yet 40 days more and Nineveh will be overturned. This message was simple. To put simply, either you turn or you burn. We know the conclusion of the story. If only this story will end in chapter 3, it would have been a beautiful story. Because here we can see Jonah obeying God. And the Ninevites repenting of their sins. And God receiving all the highest glory. But the story did not end in chapter 3. There is a chapter 4. And how did chapter 4 start? With the word but. When we describe a person, and we say he is this good or he is kind, or how beautiful, but you continue saying, but, then you know that the next words are not pleasant. In the same way, chapter 4 begins with the word but. So you know that the following words are not good. But there is an important lesson we all must learn. And that is to know what really matters to God. As we continue the study of His Word. Let us all stand up. Jonah chapter 4. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became very angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to become angry?" Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head, to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said, "and I'm so angry I wish I were dead." But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?"
These are the words of the Lord.
Amen.
現在有一個鋼鐵師名叫 David Sharp.
There was an engineer named David Sharp.
他用 Mount Everest 在來爬一個山.
He climbed Mount Everest.
但是他沒成功.
Unfortunately, he wasn't successful.
因為他死在半路裡.
Because he died halfway.
這個沒什麼特別.
This is not unusual.
因為掙扎到這陣已經死了兩百幾位人來爬一個山那裡.
Because there had been more than 200 people who died climbing Mount Everest.
Mount Everest is 世界上最高的山。
Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world.
气温是非常的冷，-40度。
With a freezing temperature of negative 40 degrees.
风坐车，你皮肤若无保护，随时会变生气。
When you don't have the proper clothing, you will have frostbites from the wind.
有人无落屁，有人失去耳，甚至点枕头啊。
In fact, some people lost their nose, their ears, their fingers.
这个 David Sharp 也喜欢。
The manner of death is unusual.
因为他爬的时候有四十几位人跟他一起坐在那边。
40 other people were climbing with him.
他是说，当他死在路边的时候，40位人经过了他。
In other words, when he died, 40 other people passed through him.
但是没半个人来帮助你。
But not one of them helped him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在40个人的里面，头壳里面。 因感觉最重要的，不是要来救 David Sharp.
Because for the 40 people, the most important thing is not to save David Sharp.
最重要，那天是要到一个山，这个顶面，踩几个鸡，画一个石头，合一张相，那个就是最重要。
Because the most important thing for them is to summit Mount Everest, touch the stone, and take a selfie.
我知道了，OK。兄弟姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
咱真做基督徒
，As Christians，
什么对上帝最重要，应该是真做咱人生唯一的重要。
What is most important to God should be what is most important to us。
在我咧读这个故事的时阵
，As I was reading this story，
我感觉迄日最得灵动的，唔是迄个。
I realized that the coldest part wasn't the temperature. The coldest part were the hearts of the 40 other people. Because they didn't know what was most important. As we look at chapter
4,
there are three lessons we can learn so that we know what is most important to God.
The first
point is we want to look at God's compassion.
In verse 1,
but to Jonah this seemed very wrong and he became angry. What was Jonah angry about? He was angry about what had happened at the last verse of chapter
3.
And what happened was when the Ninevites repented and turned to God, God relented and did not punish them. Instead, showed mercy to them. And so because of that, Jonah felt shortchanged.
And
in his heart, he was asking, why, God, did you not punish them? Why should you show mercy? This is wrong. Let me ask you, have you ever been angry? Or have you ever felt shortchanged? I'm sure we all have. But have you ever asked, why did he win and I did not? Or why did he get invited and I did not? Or why do people value him more than me? Or ask, he is such a bad person, why does he get good gifts? And we often ask, why do good things happen to bad people? And this is exactly Jonah's question. He was very angry. He was angry because the wicked Ninevites received God's mercy. God showed mercy and not only saved a few people, he saved an entire city. And not just an entire city, but the city of Nineveh. You know how evil the Ninevites are. When they kill Israelites, they would impale the body. And they would lit up the dead body so that they serve as light at night. These are how cruel they were. And when they want to kill an Israelite, they will skin him alive and tie him on the wall. To be scorched under the heat of the sun until it dries up. And so Jonah was angry over the Ninevites. Because they are the arch enemy of Israel. And he doesn't understand why God would relent on giving his punishment. Why would God show mercy? God should punish them. In fact, in verse 2 he said,
oh, 上帝, 我是不是已经跟你说,
he said, oh Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God. Slow to anger and abounding in love. A God who relents from sending calamity.
第四节的爱在约拿第四章的重点是什么？
If you want to know the main theme of Jonah chapter 4, it is found in this verse.
上帝是无恒性慈爱的上帝。
That God is a God of love.
伊伫只搭宁可献出伊怜悯，也加审判。
And he'd rather show mercy than wrath.
宁可献出伊下罪恩典，也加搭咧审判咧刑罚人。
He'd rather forgive than punish.
伊宁可献出听人比咧刑罚人。
He'd rather show grace than judge.
因为上帝只搭。
And so, because God showed compassion to the Ninevites, Jonah felt shortchanged. Have you ever asked yourself why Jonah cannot understand that bad people can get good gifts? I'll give you an example. To put simply, Jonah was saying, God, you know, I know why you love me. Because I am a Jew. I am your people. You are our God. In fact, I am a prophet. And so you must love me. But why would you love my enemy? At its worst, you could have loved me more than my enemy. You know that these people kill your people. Why would you save them? This is not fair. This is what Jonah must have been thinking. When we have not fully experienced God's love, we would not understand fully God's love. And when we have not fully understood God's love, then we wouldn't know how God loves people. When we have been filled by God's love, then we begin to learn to love people in God's perspective. Has Jonah experienced God's love? Yes. He has experienced God's grace. Yes. But the problem is, but he forgot that not only does God love him, God also loves the Ninevites. He forgot that God is a God who is fair. And although the Ninevites were their enemies and they are wicked, God still loves them. Jonah felt ticked because he was a selfish person. Someone once said the most selfish person in the world
is
the most selfish people on earth are Christians who, thinking that they are saved, don't care if others go to heaven or not. Jonah was a selfish person. And he doesn't want the Ninevites to be saved. He doesn't want to see them in heaven. A few days ago, I was able to talk to a brother. And I asked him, brother, what if one day a thief enters your house and ties up every member of your family? And sexually assault your wife in front of you. And kill every member of your family in front of you. And burn your house down. He is in prison now. God commands you to go to prison and share the gospel to him. How would you feel? Do you know how this brother answered me? I'd wish them to go to hell. This is exactly how Jonah responded. When God saved the Ninevites, what did Jonah say? God, I'd rather die. To be fair, if you choose the Ninevites, just kill me. But if you choose me, you must kill the Ninevites. You have to choose between
us.
And I'd rather die if you want to save them. How did God respond to Jonah? Jonah, is it right that you're angry?
In
verse 3 and 4, Jonah says, therefore, O Lord, please take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live.
And
the Lord replied, have you any right to be angry? Do you remember in chapter 2 when Jonah was swallowed by the big fish? He didn't say it that way. In fact, he cried aloud saying, God, Lord, please save me. And now I'm in the depths of the sea and the seaweeds entangle my head. Show mercy, I repent of my sins. Did God listen to his prayer? Yes. God gave him a second chance. But when God wants to give the Ninevites a second chance, Jonah refused. Brothers and sisters, how often are we like Jonah? We come before God and repent of our sins time and again.
We
say, God, forgive me of my sins. But when other people offend us, we refuse to forgive. And when we offend others, we are quick to ask for forgiveness. Forgive me. But when others offend us, what do we do? We seek revenge. Our God is not like that. God is willing to give His mercy. God wants to give people second chances. He wants to save people. In fact, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it
says,
God is not willing that any should perish, but that all might come to repentance. This is our first point. God's love is that He wants people to be saved. He wants people to look for Him. This is God's compassion. And as we look at God's compassion, we also see how God probes us. And this is our second point. And in verse 3 and 4, we see, 5 and 6, Jonah went out and sat down at the place east of the city. Then There he made a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city.
上帝就为约拿预备了一张手，发给约拿第三天一家看呢。
Then the Lord God provided a vine and made it grow over Jonah to give shade for his head.
约拿为着这张手非常的欢喜。
And Jonah was very happy about the vine.
下底这边头家归根约拿书，恁把听着，恁把吃着，约拿欢喜。
The entire book of Jonah will not mention a time where Jonah was ever happy. From the beginning, he was always angry. When God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh, he refused. When the man woke him up on the ship and threw him overboard, of course, he wasn't happy.
大只鱼吞食落去，三日三暗，在鱼的腹肚内面真臭臊，伊骨甲无欢喜。
When he was swallowed by the big fish and had to stay in the belly of the stinky fish for 3 days, he wasn't very happy.
但是现在啊，等在尼尼比人悔改时阵，啊无咯，约拿大爆炸了。
Now when the Ninevites repented, Jonah felt short-changed.
现在上帝为约拿安排一张手，一只干一只看呢，约拿为着迄张手。
And now God provides him a plan to cover him, and now he's very happy. Why would Jonah be happy about this vine? Remember that Nineveh is the capital of the Assyrian Empire. And Assyria is found in modern day Iraq. And during the summer months, their temperature can go as high as 40-50 degrees. I remember one time I asked Brother Kenneth when he was still working in Oman. And I asked him, how is the temperature over in Oman? And he said, well, it's very hot. But it's bearable.Just don't go outside. What about the wind? And he said the wind is also hot, and in fact, if it hits you, it's very hot on the skin. But it's still bearable. What is unbearable?Is that when you're under the heat of the sun and the wind blows on you, you feel like you're in an oven. And this is exactly what Jonah experienced. So when God provided a vine to cover him, he was very happy. In fact, I'm imagining that he was relaxing under the shade of the vine, fanning himself and waiting for God to do something about the city. But he did not expect that God would pull a rug out from under him. In verse 7 to 9,
隔明仔日，上帝为约拿预备了一只虫，将这张手食就捞起打起，死去了。
But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the vine so that it withered.
在日出的时阵，上帝就找了一个炎热的东风，急烈拍在约拿的头壳顶。
And when the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head.
约拿就被昏迷落去，就跟上帝安尼讲。
So that he grew faint, and he said,
上帝啊，我较好死比活。
It would be better for me to die than to live.
上帝就跟约拿安尼讲。
And God said to Jonah,
约拿，你为着这张手安尼款的发愁去，对吧？
Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine?
Oh, Yohna ko in.
And Jonah replied,
Oh, what's this? Shuki abe siyo.
He said, I do. I am so angry enough to die.
Wei diyo ti zang chiu.
Because of this vine.
Tadi jibe, Brothers
and sisters, our God is a patient God. Jonah was so disrespectful when conversing with God. If I'm God, I would have told him, okay, go, die. Jonah was more concerned about this vine than the Ninevites. Jonah was more concerned about the gift of a vine than the giver. And when God took away this vine, he was very angry. How did he respond to God? God, if you're going to take away this vine, just let me die. He was that angry. Someone once said, if you really want to know a person, ask him three questions. What makes him cry? What makes him laugh? What makes him angry? What makes you happy? I'm sure that a lot of us are very excited to worship God. I know that there was a time we are excited to serve in ministry. Diligently serving God in ministry. And so because of that, God will bless you. And God blesses us with different gifts. We have different blessings. Some God will bless with material wealth. Or a new car or a beautiful house. Or a good and beautiful family. Or a good career and a successful business. We have different blessings. But the problem is, the problem is that we are more concerned with the gifts rather than the giver. We are more concerned with the gifts that we can receive rather than the things that we can do. And we value our comfort more than what God wants us to do. And so similarly, because Jonah was more concerned with the vine, God has to take it away. We must thank God for sending worms in our lives so that we can go back to Him. See here that not only did God provide a plant or a vine for Jonah, God also provided a worm for Jonah. Not only a worm, but a scorching east wind. In the entire book of Jonah, you will see that everything obeyed God. Except Jonah. In chapter 1, we see God commanding the storm to hit the ship Jonah was on, and it obeyed. In chapter 2, God commanded the big fish to swallow Jonah, and it obeyed. In chapter 3, God commanded the Ninevites to repent of their sins, and they obeyed. In chapter 4, God commanded the worm to chew the plant and it obeyed. God commanded the scorching east wind to blow on Jonah and it obeyed. Everything obeyed God except Jonah. And how did Jonah respond?
上帝啊, 你让我死了人,
God, just let me die.
你若要退走这张手, 你让我死了人,
if you're going to take away my plant, just let me die.
上帝跟约拿讲, 你有什么关谈安尼生气?
And God asked Jonah, have you any right to be angry?
第三你会看到, 上帝在问这个问题是咧, 面对约拿的心态。
This is God's probing question on Jonah's heart.
是他上帝在调查约拿的心。
This is how God is dealing with Jonah's heart.
约拿不知道上帝，不是讲上帝不知道约拿的心。
This is not that God doesn't know, that Jonah doesn't know God.
不是上帝不知道约拿的心。
It is not that God doesn't know Jonah's heart.
上帝知道约拿的心吗？
God knows what is in Jonah's heart.
问题是约拿本身，伊唔知影伊家己嘅心态。
The problem is that Jonah doesn't know what is in his heart.
上帝按你咧问约拿，是爱好约拿看著伊家己。
And so God probes Jonah so that he knows what is in his heart.
因为约拿一嘴所讲嘅，叫伊头所想嘅。
Because the things that Jonah say and the things in his mind doesn't go together.
约拿说你是我的上帝，你是我的主。
God says, you are my God, you are my master.
但是他的行动机制是约拿本身在做主。
But in his life, he is his own God.
他没要顺从上帝，他顺从他自己爱创的东西。
He doesn't want to obey God, he wants to obey himself.
这个就是上帝的。 来调查，来查知约拿的心。
And this is how God deals and probes with Jonah's heart.
第三项，咱来看到上帝的催促，还是上帝这个激励的问题。
The third point is about God's spurring.
你在归根圣经，只有两卷册用这个问题来正做一个结束。
In the entire Bible, only two books are closest with the question.
头一卷是拿鸿书，第二卷就是约拿书。
One of them is the book of Nahum and the book of Jonah.
这个咱是叫做这个激励的问题。
And it ends with a spurring question.
第十、第十一节、第十，虽然是两节，但是是一条问题呐，对啊。
We see two verses 10 and 11, but it is just one question.
这个主角的问题是什么呢？是上帝来审查了咱的心。
And the spurring question is God asking us to consider what is in our hearts.
一生问约拿，伊只答安尼讲。
And he asked Jonah.
尼尼微人有过头12万的人，未晓分别正手对倒手。
Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left.
我岂无安尼哀惜因嘛？
Should I not be concerned about them?
兄弟姊妹，这个是第三卖圣经提到尼尼微是这个大城。
This is the third time Nineveh was mentioned as a great city. In chapter 1, Nineveh was mentioned as great in size. In chapter 1, Nineveh was great in sin. In chapter 2, Nineveh was great in its size.
第四节，伊提到尼尼微大城是至高尼尼微这个人数。
And in chapter 4, Nineveh was mentioned as great in souls. And what does it mean when God asked Jonah that Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left? Some scholar explains,
跩是咧至高怀人，唔知影因咧创嘅是对还是唔对。
That this number is referring to the number of people who don't know that what they're doing is right or wrong.
因跩是咧至高怀人，无人咧教，佮因知影因咧创嘅对还是佮是唔对。
And no one taught them that what they're doing is either right or wrong.
有一挂先学是讲，唔是啦，跩是咧至高怀幼囡仔怀细汉啊，袂晓讲什么是正手，什么是倒手。
Other scholars explain that this is the number of little children who really don't know their left hand from their right.
但是无论什么,
Either way,
龙, 这两项是龙是至高约拿的灵数，灵魂的灵数。
Both explains that Nineveh was a great city in the number of people.
今天是虽然今天有十二万未晓分别正手多手的时阵。
Because if you have 120,000 little children who don't know their left hand from their right,
加起了伊爸母兄弟亲人所有无所不加起来，应该是差不多一 million 的人，是不是？
Add to that their parents, their relatives, and everyone else, then you have more than about a million people.
上帝咧跟约拿讲，你比安尼抓侪人，有一 million 的人，我应该无应该唔知应该做。就对应有安尼心吗？
And so God was asking Jonah, with almost a million people, should I not be concerned about Nineveh?
我甘心是就爱惜作为尼尼比作罪人。
Should I not be concerned about this great city?
当上帝问约拿这个问题
，When God asked Jonah,
你会看到约拿的答，伊无回答上帝。
You will notice that Jonah did not answer.
你知影为什么约拿无回答上帝无
？Do you know why he was silent？
因为约拿心内伊知影迄个答案。
Because he knew in his heart, he knew the answer.
当上帝问约拿这个安尼问题时阵
，When God asked Jonah，
简单讲倒掉话来讲，上帝咧跟约拿问的就是这个。
To put it in another word, he was saying，
约拿，你真关心在尼比人无受了我的审判。
You are so concerned that the Ninevites did not receive what they deserve. Have you ever thought that you also did not receive what you deserved? You are so concerned that the Ninevites received my grace. Have you ever thought that you are here now because of my grace?
兄弟姊妹，咱今仔日徛伫上帝面前，咱拢受了上帝的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we all stand sitting here, receive God's grace.
但是亲像约拿，咱是毋是为着遮恩典，甲看重遮物件，也加什么对上帝最重要
？But like Jonah, are we more concerned with these blessings than on God?
咱是毋是较注重咱的人生的享受，也加创上帝爱咱创的物件
？Are we more concerned with our comfort than doing what God wants us to do?
上帝今日耶稣要审查咱每一个人的心。
If God would probe our hearts today,
唔知伊会看到什么样
？What would He see？
因讲，你要怎样这个人的灵命合适啊，无合适
？Someone wants to know the real measure of a person's spiritual maturity.
你若使听伊讲话，上拜日你会知影。
You only need to listen to him talk during Sunday.
这个人的灵命若无好势，周拜日都是开嘴，都是鸟东鸟西。
If a person is spiritually immature, everything that he says is about complaining.
嫌东嫌西。
He would complain.
看那是这个人气也寒，我都袂掉。
Why is this aircon too cold? I am cold.
看那是怎么唱的歌，规安尼我袂晓唱，我无爱。
Why did they choose these songs? I don't like to sing these songs.
敢若这阵的港湾，甲无头毛，我无爱。
Why do they have a bald preacher? I don't like him.
敢若单呢，单单卖点心无好食，我无爱。
I don't like the refreshments.
规嘴都是我。
Every word he speaks is about himself.
兄弟姊妹，咱来敬拜是我，乃是上帝。
Brothers and sisters, we come to worship not for ourselves, but for God. You don't like to join medical mission because it's hot. You don't want to share the gospel because they are our enemies. I don't want to serve in this church because it's too hard.
你嘴讲上帝是主，但是在你心内是啥是上阿咧做主
？With your mouth you declare that God is God, but in your heart you know who is the real God.
这个人灵命那真好势，是主安尼。
Now if a person is spiritually mature,
咱教会有一个兄弟。
One time we have a brother in church.
伊是去了伊太太。
Who recently lost his wife.
失去了伊太太以后， 伊家己唔好，伊会变真严重。
And then he got sick.
但是感谢主，好有这个机会恢复起来。
But thank God he was able to recover.
当伊来到这个教会，我看到伊，我讲你怎啊兄弟啊
？And so when I saw him in church, I asked him, "How are you?"
你知伊讲啥不
？Do you know how he replied?
感谢主，我今日我今麦有这个机会来教恁一做一敬拜。
He said, "Thank God, I'm able to come and worship with you today."
你记得第几个日前，伊失去了伊的太太
？Remember that just a few months ago, he lost his wife.
伊大唔好。
And he got very sick.
伊咧来礼拜唔是欢喜，伊就搭车就惊呀，很热来。
And he commutes to church.
伊是真有黑人咯。
And he is old.
惊落电呢电呢。
And he is hard.
变来来到教会，大家老啊，规身家光，伊就惊呀很。
And he would sweat a lot because he has to walk.
伊继续安尼讲。
And then he continued to say.
我今日有自由的机会，要来敬拜，是上帝。
That I'm able to freely come and worship Him is by His grace.
我听到一句在话时阵，我家己未晓要怎反应。
I didn't know what to say after hearing His words.
我就家己坐咧，感觉真失败。
In fact, I felt ashamed.
万一一个代志伫我心中发生，我唔知影看我当讲在话讲会滴出来啊未？
Because if these things would happen to me, I'm not sure if I'm going to say the things that he said.
兄弟姊妹，你若要来了解上帝心什么，你应该就先有上帝听在你心内。
If you really want to know what is in God's heart, then you must know what is most important.
因为若有上帝听，你才能对上帝角度来看人、听人怎样。
Because if you understand God's love, then you're able to see how God loves people.
这个就是约拿书第三点的功课。
This is the third lesson.
在我要结束，让我讲这个歌给你听。
Allow me to end my message with a story.
在过去十几年前，有一个囡仔名叫 Raymond Dunn Jr.
20 years ago, there was a boy named Raymond Dunn Jr.
这个囡仔也过也幼岁，只能岁。
He was just a young boy, about 2 years old.
走路颠嘞颠嘞吧。
He was a toddler.
这个囡仔虽然也够真细汉，但是伊得着一个真恶的病。
And he had a rare disease.
伊无法能食青菜物件。
That he cannot eat a lot of food.
甚至伊无法能食一项物件。
In fact, he can only eat one kind of food.
因为伊若食着别项物件，伊会起 allergy， 起风波，伊袂脱开。
Because he would be allergic to a lot of food.
伊只有能食 Gerber 咧，创一项个 hypoallergenic 个 baby food。
And he can only eat Gerber hypoallergenic formula。
这个 Gerber 公司因为这个产品真少人咧用，就决定讲要甲停止生起来了。
Because only a few people consume this product, Gerber decided to stop making it。
这个妈妈啊，听到这个消息就赶紧去所有的店将这个黑笔包来。
And so Raymond Dunn's mother went about and bought every formula in the grocery.
一日过一日，就是咧饲这个囡仔食。
And so days passed, he would feed his son the formula.
但是到一地步，伊的肚剩差不多一个月伫咧食食那点。
Until her supply for the formula would last only about a month.
伊个妈妈就真乖。
And so the mother was worried.
这个食食我也袂晓创。
I don't know how to make this product.
我连创连恶恶袂来。
I tried making the formula, but I failed.
外口的公司也无人咧创，只有 Gerber.
Other companies would not make this kind of a product.
伊带着一个真重的心，就写一张批给 Gerber 公司。
So she wrote the owner of Gerber.
Gerber 公司这个头家读到的时阵
，And when the owner of Gerber read the letter,
伊就心受感动。
He was touched.
伊就叫这个经理将这个公司一部分停息，将所有的马金隆重拖出来，加按加看加接加税。
And so he ordered his manager to set aside a space in the factory, brought out all the old equipments, repaired them, and started making this product.
第两礼拜点钟，伊就做了这个囡仔的食食。
And in 2 weeks time, he was able to make the product.
伊就送给这个囡仔两年的食食。
And delivered 2 years supply of this formula.
免费。
Free of charge.
当在记者听到这个人安尼创的时阵，就问这个头家：“你为什么安尼要创？”
When the journalist knew about it, they asked the owner of Gerber, "Why do you do this?"
这个头家就安尼回答伊讲。
And the owner replied,
"The Gerber 公司最底重要，唔是阮要赚偌济钱。
What is most important for the Gerber company is not to make profits.
The Gerber 公司最底重要，唔是阮卖得几间的鸡奶食食。
What is most important to us is not how many products we sell.
The Gerber 公司最底重要是跩人哩用阮的设备。
What is most important to us are the people who use our products.
人是阮的公司最底重要。
The people are more important to our company.
这个就是约拿第四章的重点。
This is the main theme of Jonah chapter 4.
在上帝眼中，人的灵魂就是最底重要。
In God's eyes, people are most important.
人亲像你甲我一样。
People like you and me.
咱拢是罪人。
We are all sinners.
亲像活伫外口咱的敌人。
And the people outside are enemies.
上帝在上帝眼中，因永远是重要。
God still considers them important.
无论活咱的敌人是偌残忍。
No matter if how wicked our enemies are,
上帝永远听的。
God still loves them.
无论因是怀悔教导规日咧拍死人诶。
And no matter if they belong to other religions and they kill people,
上帝永远要听的。
God will still love them.
灵魂伫上帝眼中是非常诶重要。
Because our souls are important to God.
上帝要互因第二机会。
And God wants them to have second chance.
亲像伊予咱一个第二机会。
Just like He also gave us our second chance.
这个就是约拿书归根册的中心。
And this is the main theme of the entire book of Jonah.
徛伫约拿书后边是一位上帝喜爱赐予人第二机会。
And at the end of this book, we find a God who wants to give second chances.
因为伊喜爱赐予人第二机会。
Because He delights in giving second chances.
因为伊是第二机会的上帝。
Because He is a God of second chances.
兄弟姊妹，人的灵魂是伫上帝眼中非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, our souls are important to God.
伫咱要结束时阵
，As we end.
如果亲像约拿书这卷册用问题来做结束，我爱问你一条问题。
Allow me to end my sermon with a question.
恁咱是毋是愿意踏出伫咧安慰的所在，将上帝什么对最重要的，正做咱人生唯一的重要
？Are we willing to step out of our comfort zone and make what's most important to God most important to us?
我阁再卖讲。
Let me ask.
咱是毋是踏出伫咱安慰的所在，将什么对上帝最重要的，正做咱人生唯一的重要
？Are we willing to step out of our comfort zone and make what's important to God most important to us？
搁一卖落袂卖。
And lastly，
咱有愿意踏出伫咱安慰的所在，将什么对上帝最重要，正做咱人生的重要？
Let me ask you again, are you willing to step out of your comfort zone and make what's most important to God most important to you? Are we willing? Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for being a gracious and compassionate God, abounding in love and slow to become angry.You do not delight in giving punishment, but give second chances so we can repent and turn from our wicked ways. Thank you for blessing us with many good things. And thank you likewise that when we have grown accustomed to your gifts, forgetting that the giver is more important than the gifts, you lovingly send us worms and east wind to bring our focus back to you. As we continue with our lives, remind us always that what really matters to you are people. And if people matter that much to you, it should also matter that much to us. Grant us the wisdom to know and apply these things in our lives. Grant us the willing heart to obey. This we all pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.